But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you.
Hey, good job.
Nice to be with you. Thanks.
You've been on point with knowing the day of the week as of late.
There's been seven of them, and I've got them all right, including the ones when we weren't even on the air. On Saturday,
I've been keeping track. You're at a slightly less than one verbal filler before saying the day of the week.
Oh man!
Like you're just you're
analytics.
More time. You just put that in there this morning, so that bumps you up to a 0.79.
Okay,
but yeah, you've been good.
Thanks,
been
man. Good. I appreciate you tracking that. Yeah, like Saturday, even when we weren't even on the air, I just turned to Amy and I said, "Hey, happy Saturday to all of you." And she's like, "Why are you yelling at me?"
Going when you found bed. Out I was tracking that, you looked exactly the same way Brandy did when I showed her my sexual activity spreadsheet.
And now I know.
When I gave her a progress report, yeah.
Hey, thanks. Just trying to make you better, man. Just trying to make you better.
Yeah. You know, if you want to get better at something, measure it.
That's if you want to be the best in the world at something,
that's right, best in the world. I've got a new best in the world bucket list item.
Okay.
Something to gauge our progress. We need to perform a concert at Red Rocks. It seems like all the great artists at some point have just a great live recording of their concert at Red Rocks.
Do we have to sing? Like, or just do the show?
We'll turn it into like an old-time variety show. Okay. We'll do our podcast or our show, our local Houston radio show at Red Rock.
In Denver.
But we'll have musical interludes. Maybe Beyonce, somebody like, I don't want to be too ambitious, you know.
She'll do halftime of the show? Like 8 o'clock, Beyonce comes on? Or
Our Red Rocks live broadcast will be the moment where they'll do documentaries about it in the future.
Yeah. I like where your head's at on that, man.
It all falls apart after that.
So
you get into whiskey, I get into psychedelics. A little too hard.
No, there's beef between you and I at some point along the way. Then we make up down the road. Like, some show brings the two of us together. We hug each other.
Because one of us is broke.
Right.
But still, we reconcile.
I would need the reunion tour, probably, in all likelihood. I think you're the
reconciliation
more responsible.
Reconciliation goes best with bankruptcy.
Yeah.
That's generally the best motivation for reconciliation.
It's peanut butter and jelly of the entertainment industry, man.
It is. Where would we be without bankruptcy?
I bought a Best in the World t-shirt yesterday off of Amazon.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to lean into the gimmick, man. Now, it's a CM Punk t-shirt,
Right.
You know, so it says Best in the World is featured most prominently, but it's got his logo on it. But that's nothing like a, you know, like a magic marker can't take care of, or a big piece of duct tape can't take care of.
I set it up. I just set up on Amazon yesterday the ability to sell custom T-shirts.
You did?
Because I'm going to start at a very reasonable price, mostly just to cover my expenses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start selling Go Die T-shirts, I think.
Are you really?
Yeah, we need more branding out there. Go Die, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why not? It could have been Go Die or Go Die Everybody.
Go Die is probably just more
simple.
Especially for the uninitiated.
Yeah.
They might, Go Die Everybody might get you red flagged at an event.
That's true.
Whereas Go Die is just more like, okay, this guy's got a vendetta against somebody, but not the entire stadium.
Or it's somebody's catchphrase, but I just don't know what celebrity he's repping with that T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know? So
I thought about it. Brandy and I were watching a Netflix documentary about this guy who's the super rich guy who is in this quest to basically reverse aging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating. But he has a T-shirt, I think, that says stay alive or don't die.
I think that's
what it is, don't die. And I'm like, no, that's not the message.
Okay.
Embrace your mortality.
Absolutely.
Go die.
Yeah.
Go die, everybody.
Right,
Thank you.
If you know you only got so much time to squeeze everything in, you got to go squeeze everything in, man.
It's kind of how I think that D'Amico is approaching this playoff game. You don't worry about what happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future. You've got Saturday could be our last day on Earth. And you want to go out and live life, damn it.
That's it, man. That's it. D'Amico was good yesterday. We'll get into the Chargers game in the next segment. I've started to get excited about this game. You know, it's playoffs. I've started to feel good about this. I like that they're underdogs in this game. If you'll recall, they were underdogs last year against the Cleveland Browns. What happened there?
Destroyed their franchise.
Destroyed, sent their franchise reeling.
Worst in the world.
Yes. WITW, man. So, were you surprised to see that the Jets requested an interview with Bobby Slowik yesterday?
I was. I think that the Jets, in their continual tone deafness about all things football, I think they disrespect their fan base by, and this isn't even a slight towards Bobby specifically, but when your initial list includes guys like Bobby Slowik, they had another questionable. Was Josh McDaniels one of the initial?
No, I don't think Josh was on there. Matt Nagy was on there.
Okay. Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith. I mean, they requested interviews with Vance Joseph was on there. Vance Joseph's done a good job in Denver with the defense, but his first head coaching stint didn't go all that well.
The head coaching resume of all those guys has not been spectacular.
Correct.
But as it was with Bill Belichick back in the day.
Yeah.
Even though he had made the playoffs one year. I think that the fact of the matter is that Bobby Slowik is very much under scrutiny for whether or not he should keep his job as offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And here the Jets are saying, like, offensive coordinator? Puh, he's a head coach candidate. That's what I see in him.
Yeah.
Now, Vrabel was a bad defensive coordinator for one year before he became a head coach, and he did a great job as a head coach. But I think he had different personality traits than Bobby Slowik.
He was a haver of it, as you like to say.
He was a haver of it, a leader of men, a haver of it.
Yeah, I don't know that Bobby comes across that way. I don't think Bobby comes across as some sort of simp either. Like, I think he's good at the podium. I think he's I think he's intelligent. That's one thing I'd started to notice. The odds makers kind of dictate which way the wind blows in my world, Seth.
Yeah.
And midway through the season, when the odds makers would have the list for open jobs, you know, the Jets job opens up in week 6, and I'm sure in week 7 they had, here are the odds on who's going to be the Jets head coach in week 1 of 2025. And Bobby Slowik's name was still featured fairly prominently on lists like that for them, for the Bears, for the Saints in season.
Yeah.
And when I say prominently, he wasn't the second or third guy like he was for some jobs at the end of last season, but he was still 15-1. He's not even on these lists anymore, so that's why it surprised me. Like, he's off the radar for a lot of the people that follow this kind of stuff right now.
When it comes to choosing a head coach, there's so much about it that you don't know from when a guy's an offensive coordinator or anything else, because it is that leader of men, haver of it element, and you don't really know until a guy gets in there. But I think you can get a pretty good feel.
Yeah.
And I like Bobby Slowik. I actually, when I can set aside my personal feelings about the Texans offense, I enjoy his press conferences because I think he's got great philosophies. I think he's really, really smart. I think he knows a lot about football. But when it comes to the leader of men part of it, the execution just isn't there.
Right.
And that book I'm reading, or that I finished, Blood Red Snow, which is a memoirs of a German soldier on the Russian front.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part in there where he's talking about in this one battle that, you know, this guy's been injured. This guy's gotten wounded like 5 times already. He's not a coward by any means. But he takes a piece of shrapnel in the face and he stays out. His lieutenant tries to send him back to get medical treatment. But he stays out there and he says, look, you know, honestly, if it weren't for this lieutenant, yeah, I would have gone back. But this guy commands such respect and devotion and makes everybody feel like everything's going to be all right that he felt like personally obligated to this lieutenant to stay in the fight as he's bleeding down his face and trying to man a machine gun. And I don't know if Bobby has that same quality about him.
Right.
I don't know if he hasn't commanded. It doesn't appear that he's commanded that kind of commitment out of guys on the offense, because other than the guys who are already naturally like that, there's a whole lot of, I question the core, just the core commitment of this offense.
Yeah.
They don't look like a team that cares all that much.
Yeah, they don't. In certain spots, they certainly don't.
They don't care like a unit that cares all that much.
Yeah.
The defense looks like psychotic. They look like they're about to go over the top
rabid
at any
dogs.
Given moment. Yeah.
Yep, rabid dogs. This is what Bobby's up against. Here's Rex Ryan saying yesterday he's the man for the Jets job.
You think you're going to get this job, right? You think you're going to be the next head coach of the Jets?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely, I do. And the reason I think I'm going to get it is because I'm the best guy. And it ain't close. The thing that you have to do, you have to connect with your football team. You have to connect with your fan base. And the way they play, that's the most important thing. Not just the X's and O's and all that. Look, this Ben Johnson, I love him. I absolutely love him. But I'm a better candidate for this job than he would be.
That was courtesy of ESPN 880 in New York.
So if we set aside Rex Ryan's personal self-promotion from all of that,
yeah.
It sounds a lot like what I was just saying, right? About just, yeah, those are the things that really matter. And that's why I get so frustrated when week after week they get up there and D'Amico and Bobby Slowick, and when they're asked about the offense, they talk about how it's important to execute. It's important to execute. Like, ultimately, that falls back on the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your guy, it's not just the X's and O's. It's not just the play calling. It drives me insane because yes, the execution is on the offensive coordinator. Some guys simply get guys executing better than what their scouting report says.
Yeah.
And we just haven't seen that out of the offense. Everybody almost across the board is underperforming according to their previous history and or their scouting report.
Text message. So far, 5 minutes in, definitely not one of the best sports shows in the world. We're not talking about sports at all. First of all, we said,
hey, go die, buddy. You can go die, all right?
We got a ref.
That's how you can get a jump off the train right now.
Yeah, 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 man. A, we got around to it. B, we just said best in the world. That's all. Just best in the world.
Yeah, that guy's misunderstanding about this show is that it's a sports show.
Right.
It doesn't always have to be about sports.
Not always.
Okay?
Certainly not from 6:01 to 6:04 a.m. But we appreciate you being up with us, man. We appreciate
most of the actual best ratings are typically when it's only about 50% sports. And the problem is the test there is that you get a whole lot of angry people that don't like about the fact that you're not talking about sports, even though they keep listening.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to tell that guy to go die because he's going to keep listening now.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm wishing for your death, but that's the price you got to pay if you want to be best in the world.
You have one person that says they'll definitely buy a shirt from you. So you're
okay. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get going.
I'm in the black. I'm in the black, basically.
I like your cost structure you've got in place. That's a business right there. How many do you need to sell? One. Wow.
I read a book a couple years ago about just starting off a business plan, blah, blah, blah. But that was the biggest. His big thing was, like, make one sale. Like, first,
yeah.
A lot of these companies start up and they've got their grand plan and scheme, and then they sink $1 million into R&D and everything about how to sell their product without ever actually figuring out if people want to buy their product. So his whole thing was make a sale.
Yeah.
Make a sale. If it looks like are the margins right? And then build from there.
That's
so,
it.
Okay.
Just replicate. Do it again. All right, Chargers coming to town on Saturday. I started getting fired up about this game, thinking about some of the aspects of it yesterday, and there was a certain someone who we've already heard from this morning who got me fired up. I hope to God that the Texans offensive line heard this audio yesterday and they internalize it. We will get to that coming up next.